Mobile.
From a guy in New Mexico, I could pick him up on my 757 very well. I mean,
wasn't a 5-9 signal, but it was coming through about a 5-5, but the 857 wasn't even picking it up. I just thought that was interesting. It's a lot newer radio.
I'm gonna get that little boy on Easter.
KB4 CPA. Yeah, the newer radios have more sensitive receivers. I replaced that old 2-meter mobile rig I had. It was old Kenwood 231, and I mean, there's no telling how old that thing is. And I bought a brand new ICOM 2300. It's just a 2-meter mobile rig, but I'm using it in the house as my, you know, my for my station inside. And man, that thing, it picks up repeaters and gets into repeaters that with the same antenna and same everything. I mean, you know, so it's just got a better receiver in it and transmitter, I guess.
I'm on it.
Well, I was saying the opposite. My old 757, Yaesu 757 GX, actually was picking up signals that this new 857D wasn't. And I know it's a smaller radio. It's kind of made for portable, so that, or for mobile operation as well, but it's an all-band HF, HF, VHF, and UHF, so, or all-mode. And so, I don't know. I've got them both set up now. I just have to get an antenna for I need to put up some more antennas is what I need to do.
Oh, y'all. Yeah, I'd like to put up one for 160, and my Carolina Wyndham's supposed to cover 6 meters, but it doesn't. So I was thinking about, you know, give me a 6-meter beam, but who knows? But, you know, just something to think about down the road. Well, I'm sitting in the garage here, so I'm gonna say adios and be careful out there driving. I hope you get home safely. And thanks for the ride home. And I'll say 73s. I'll be clear after your final. KB4 CPA.
I'm on book me some little boys.
So good to talk to you this evening. And glad you're home. We'll talk to you again. N4 ZLK Mobile.
KO4 HKX, how are you doing, Shane?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Just thought I heard you on radio, thought I'd come join you for a minute.
Little boy, you're so fine, you blow my mind.
Texas here. But I didn't take my stupid pill and
Mike, I believe it is, N6CLX. And Patrick, did you hear my story I was telling Dave there?
Yeah, I heard that.
4VWA, what is going on with you two guys this evening? How you doing, Shane? How you doing, Patrick?
They're pedophiles. They won't let them on a butthole.
And two, along with, I don't know what it is, QRM.
Tried to talk to you a little bit ago and you disappeared, but welcome back. Anyway, doing well, just headed home. Go ahead, N4ZLK.
Oh, I'm doing well. At least that's what my boss lady says. I guess I'm authorized to say that. But anyhow, I've been doing the farming thing all day today.
What you farming, Steve?
Not actually farming, my wife is, and I'm doing what I'm told. I've got a 5-foot rotary tiller on the back of my John Deere, and I plowed up a big old area today, probably 100 feet long by 50 feet wide, and I got my fertilizer, my cone fertilizer, and filled it full and fertilized around the house and in the garden, and then I got my slide hammer out and drove stakes into the ground so we can put an electric fence all the way around the garden to keep the deer and the rabbits out. Doesn't that sound like fun?
Steve, I was hoping you... I was just saying, please say weed. Please say weed.
That part. Now, see, you've heard of people with the green thumb? I can grow anything on a bald rock. I mean, she can grow about anything except hair on my head. And that's where she takes off, because I'm the one with the black thumb. Man, I got the black thumb. I can kill kudzu. So I get everything prepped the way she says to do it, and then she does all the planting and all that good stuff, and we usually eat pretty good.
Ago, I used to do a lot of the painting in the house. I paint the bedrooms or whatever my wife wanted done, and I always found it interesting that she would say, you know, after it was done, she would tell people, oh yeah, we painted the bedroom this weekend. And I would just kind of look at her and think, I remember you picking out the paint, but that's all. But I have to say, these last several years, she's actually been the one doing the painting, so I can only tell that from the past.
She gave me all and I left. It's always a team effort, no matter what each of us does.
Yeah, well, you know, if it weren't for our ladies, though, I'll tell you, I'd starve to death.
That. Go ahead, Patrick.
Just going to say the same thing. If it wasn't for my wife, I'd probably starve to death, but she doesn't have the green thumb. I got it.
Like I said, brothers, I've got the black thumb. You need some kudzu killed, just bring me around.
Steve, and we're going to give you a new nickname called the Goat.
I haven't been approached like that one before, but I'll tell you what, a goat would probably be just about as effective. Man, I tell you what. Oh, me. Well, you got any spare goats? Because I got a weed patch up here I'd love to get rid of.
Hank said no. I don't have a goat. But I've got weeds. I've got it all.
Kudzu up here if you want it.
You go ahead and keep it up there, brother.
And, my wife called me and said, are you growing some strawberries? I said, no, I'm not growing strawberries. She said, well, the way they're growing in the yard, I figured you were.
You know what? I could probably grow some blackberries. They're full of thorns.
She was talking about those wild strawberry things that, well, they grow like weeds because they are.
Joke around our house, Beth. People give her house plants, and she'll always say after they leave or after no one else with me is around, she'll say, well, this one will be dead in a few weeks.
You know what? That sounds like my house. Hey, you remember when the little kids used to get pink eye and you'd say, oh, don't look at me, don't look at me, I'll get the pink eye. Well, my wife says, don't you go near that plant, it will.
K-N-4-B-W-Z.
How you doing, buddy? K-N-4-B-W-A, and we got Shane and N-4-Z-L-K and Patrick, K-O-4-H-K-S. Bunch of us in there just yapping away. Hey, Chandler, do you know how to kill plants?
I know how to what?
Kill plants. You know, the stuff growing, weeds and such.
Spray it with weed killer.
But the other way is just bring me around, because I guarantee you I can kill about any plant that you can think of, including kudzu. Just ask my wife.
Yeah, considering how badly you behave, that's probably true.
Not for a few minutes, N6CLX.
Threes, Mike.
7-3s, Mike. Hey, listen, I kind of hope that at least one of you guys would pipe in there and sort of take up for me a little bit.
It's all your head, so if that's how you take care of plants, maybe you're telling the truth.
Poor Steve. Poor Steve.
It's a good one, Shane.
I might have hurt his feelings.
No, I'm used to it. I'm just maintaining my Rodney Dangerfield status.
I don't get no respect.
Are you sure you just heard me?
Handler? Hey, you see if I finally ever come over and take you to lunch.
Hey, you know I got a mess with you a little bit, Steve.
Bub, you see how the other of them's treating me. I tell you, I just walk around with my head hung down, with my feelings hurt.
Head hung down, you're still taller than all of us.
That's what I was going to say. He's hung down because he keeps hitting it on everything.
Back in the day, every time we'd have a reunion on my mama's side of the family, I'll tell you, my mama had 7 brothers and 3 sisters. The shortest of my uncles was 6'6". The tallest was 6'11". And not a one of them had a hair on her head. And I have been just about slick since I was 17.
Above a certain altitude, they won't grow either.
I believe you got his number tonight, KO4HKX.
I just had to answer a text, and I'll send you guys a text in just a couple of minutes here. So let me Patrick, you relay the traffic on around to Mr. Chandler there. So let me bail out on you guys, and I will talk to you. 73s, and I appreciate y'all's assistance this evening more than you know. It was an interesting experiment. K4BWA, I'm clear.
4ZLK.
Steve, talk to you on down the log. KO4HK. Just me and you, Shane.
Somebody today, his name was Chan, so I asked him what he preferred, and he said Chan was good, so I don't know. I'm going to call him Chan. And 4ZLK.
4HKX, I'll be here monitoring.
ZLK is back.
For HKX, I'm still here, Shane.
Long. When your phone's about to ring.
On that, I'll be back in just a minute. KO4HKX.
Okay. WZ, are you still here? ZLK mobile.
4ZLK, KN4CHY, any of the change?
For CHY, I believe it's Keith, is that correct? N4ZLK.
Memory's better than mine. yeah, I was going to say, you must be psychic or something on that phone call.
More like it. I know it probably sounded that way, but I had an idea it was going to happen, so I should take credit for it, though.
Roger, I kind of chuckled when you said it, and then he didn't come back. It's like, yep, it happened.
Hard time about getting phone calls. Whenever I would start talking to him, he would seem to disappear on a phone call, so that kind of worked out, too.
Roger that. How far out are you? Are you still working?
Hey, home. I've got another 5 minutes or so before I pull in the driveway.
CHY, yeah. I kind of wish Steve was still in here. He's talking about putting that electric fence up or driving the post for the fence around the garden. So with the ball stands. Looked out across the field there, and it's like, what is that? This pen area over there. It's like, oh, that's the deer pen. The deer pen, and he says, yeah, Father's got asparagus over there, and he fenced it in to keep deer out of the asparagus, and he says every time we'd walk out the door, there'd be deer inside of it.
They can jump pretty high. We've got a little vegetable garden going, and I don't have a lot growing yet, but I got all kinds of wildlife around. Found more rabbit sign in my yard, and I'm a little worried. This will be the first year at this place where we've had a garden. Where I was before, didn't have to worry about those kind of things, but I'm going to have to put something up, I'm sure, just to be able to be able to harvest anything.
I'd kind of like to plant a garden, but it would make it. We have good signs of deer. This is one of their regular ritual walks is through the backyard there. What little bit I do in porch gardening over.
Can't even put up any bird feeders. I put up hummingbird feeders, but I can't put out bird feeders up here because the bear are so, they get used to that and they'll come around and they'll destroy stuff trying to get to that bird seed.
I work with a lady that lived up in kind of northern Pickens, and she had bird feeders out, and she actually caught him on security camera. Just tearing stuff up to get to it.
Come up on our front porch and pick up a pot that my wife had sitting out there. He picked it up and looked underneath it, set it back down, and then walked away.
Pretty amazing. Yeah, I didn't realize they would do hunting like that. That's pretty wild.
Drained my radiator fluid out of my truck. I did a radiator flush, and I had bought a couple of 15-gallon containers to store it in, the old stuff, before I took it to the dump or the recycle place. And I cleaned off the outside, but the inside still, I guess it had the smell. And I washed them off and then left them outside just so they could dry off overnight. And the next morning I heard something thumping around outside, and I was like, what is that? And I opened the garage door, and one of them was out in the middle of the driveway, and I could see wet paw prints, but that was it. I never did catch where he went.
Yeah, we don't have them in that close proximity. About the only thing we have to worry about around here is deer and skunks and squirrel. I was behind the lady on the way to work one morning year before last, and she actually hit one. And this is between Seneca and Westminster, so pretty low for them to be around here. I wasn't sure what it was, and we looked at the dash cam footage afterwards, and she said she thought it was a bear, and sure enough, it was.
I think we talked about you're familiar with the fountain in Simpsonville area, correct? In Simpsonville for 17, 18 years, I believe. We've raised most of our kids grew up there, or all of our kids grew up there for the most part. So we moved up here, and the summer we moved up here, there was an article in the paper about a bear downtown Simpsonville. And I delivered all over Simpsonville, as a UPS driver, went down there on the weekends. And the time we moved out, there was already a bear there up in a tree in Simpsonville before I ever saw one up here in Cleveland.
Pretty amazing. It hadn't been so long ago. That was unheard of to see one down, especially that low. Over in this area, you'd never see one. You had to go to the mountains, and you might see one. The last probably 5 years or so, it definitely got a little more populated.
Clint Easley now, or downtown Easley, not necessarily downtown, but around in Easley, people see them all the time. Anyway, I'm here, Keith. Good to talk to you tonight. I appreciate it. And hope to talk to you again. I'm going to go ahead and clear, go in the house and see if I can scrounge up some dinner. Enjoyed it. KN4CHY. N4ZLK. Yeah, cheers.
Good talking to you. We'll catch you later. 73, have a good night. KN4CHY. Be clear.
Monitoring.
Sorry about that, Chandler.
Too good, Patrick. Too good.
Is it still happening?
KI4LCI.
Go ahead.
Answer for this situation, but for whatever the reason is, you're a whole lot better on UHF than you are here on VHF, but I have no clue why that is, so.
Everything that I try to do wants to be retarded and a pain in the butt, that's why.
That's just why, but while I go on 443, 450, you were full quiet.
Thank you. I don't know. I'm just frustrated over it. I'm sorry.
You frustrated over Chandler?
I'm trying to get on the WX-43G repeater for my county, and that will be on frequency 147.195. Everything is programmed. The transmit frequency is 147.795, 147.795. It's a 0.6 positive offset, and a tone frequency of 141.3 megahertz. All of that is programmed into this radio. I made sure of it, and it's still not. I'm still not hitting the WX4GG repeater, but I can hit WX4MYK. That makes absolutely no sense.
One thing about it, I got no answer for sure. You're stronger over there than you are on the 2 meter 195, and sometimes when you're here.
For HKX, is somebody receiving you on that frequency?
I don't think so. Even when I pull up, the repeater doesn't identify itself. It's like it's not hearing.
Are you using your Motorola radios?
No, sir. I'm using my Yeezy in my base station.
Okay, so you do have a frequency counter that you can see, and you're positive you are on that frequency?
Yes.
That was my question, because if you were using a Motorola, maybe somebody fat-fingered a number or something and it was wrong. But with that, I have no idea what to tell you on that one.
Well, I was amazed just, I guess, 10, 15 minutes ago, we was over there on the other, and he was coming in on 443, 450, and I've never heard Chandler with that good a signal before, anywhere on RF, what is 2 meters or 70 centimeters, but he was coming in full quietening, so. There's definitely something odd going on.
The coax, yes. What's going on? It's all frustrating to me. I just don't get it.
So one thing about this hobby, don't let it frustrate you. It's a enjoyment hobby. Have fun with it. So remember that. Have fun. If you get frustrated, put it down for a little bit, walk away, go study something else.
Sure, thank you.
What gets it for me, I've heard him on 2 meters and 440 both. And while ago, when he was on 440, I mean, he had a full quieting signal. And I've never heard him on RF before with a full quieting signal. Not on 2 meters, then I heard him over there while ago on 440, and it was full quiet, and it's above my head, whatever it is, myself.
Andy, this is KO4WWC, we know that. You said it a couple of times now. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Well, you may have something in the general vicinity of your house that is interfering with VHF and not UHF. It's something close to those frequencies that's interfering. You never know. So that could be it, because I know when I drive down 123, I don't know exactly where you live, So when I drive down 123, there are spots in there on that road that just something, I mean, it completely washes my radio out on my tool truck. I mean, I'll lose a repeater altogether.
Well, what's my signal sound like right now, guys?
Understand what you're saying. You still got some white noise in the background, but you're understandable right now. But earlier when you was on 440, you was full quietening. And I've never heard your RF signal be full quietening before.
Thank you.
But I think that may be what's going on, is you got some interference, outside interference there, that is coming in from something else on the VHF band and not the UHF. But there again, I don't know for sure. All I can tell you is my experience when I'm down in that area, I have problems that get scratchy for me, and sometimes I'll drop completely out.
I don't know what could be causing interference on just one band. Could it possibly be the mobile antenna on my car, or HT, or something of that nature?
No, it's probably not anything to do with anything you've got going on. It's probably something somewhere else, like another tower or a power line or something like that. Some kind of other interference, not anything of your ham radio.
Thank you.
Without knowing more than I know, it's got me stumped, you know. In most cases, at least here where I live, at, usually it's reversed. The VHF does better, but in this rare case here, though, something that flabbergasted me, he's doing better on UHF. Go ahead and go on standby for the night here. I'll be monitoring, but I'm going to be standing by. KI4LZI. Like I said, you're above what I can help you with in this case, I'm afraid.
Fine. I'm going to stand by as well. I need to hop in the shower and get ready for work in the morning, and then I'll be back to Lady Dish and Round Table. KI4WWC on the side.
Andy, 7-3 is Chandler. I'm going to clear out myself, and I'll be standing by waiting for the net. KO4HKX.
Good talking to you. Sorry, I'm frustrated.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net will begin in 3 minutes. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Everybody get your finger on the reverse button tonight. CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Peter is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. The roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. We'll begin with the pre-check-in. W4FCM, Mr. Fred, in Traveler's Rest. N4IEI, Miss Isla. KG4QLQ, Miss Linda, in Piedmont. And KG4PFI, Don, also in Piedmont. KW4TS, Jim, in Pelzer. K4ROW, Richard, in Greenville. KJ4UHF, Jack, in Greenville. And K4OSH, Pat, in Malden. K4XMR, Mel, in Prosperity. KO4RAX, Jim, in Dacresville. KN4RJN, John, in Brown Summit. KA5WLL, Leroy, in Taylors. And KB2BYQ, Dave, in Easley. KG4WNP, Landon, in Dacresville. And KC4W, Bill, in Anderson. Call for EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
K4NUE. This is WD4NGU, WD4 Never Give Up. Phil, mobile, passing through Campobello. Negative and negative.
I'd like to recognize W4NGU, that's Mr. Phil in Campobello. And Phil, appreciate you checking in with us tonight. And hope you enjoy Campobello on the drive through. It's a wonderful place. All right, tonight being Tuesday night, we'll begin the RF portions of the check-ins, beginning with India through Lima. Any station with the suffix that begins with India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
For NUE. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Say 73s for each one of you.
Hope you and Miss Anna are both well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the net, Chad. Hope you and Miss Anna have a great evening. Good evening to all. No traffic, no comment.
N-U-E. I-4-L-Z-I. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round table, but I'll be monitored.
N-U-E. For calling the net tonight. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out. I'll be around for comments. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
Recognize what we got so far. 4 JFO, Mr. Sid, up in Tuxedo. James, up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. My apologies, James. Also, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, Sid, up in Fletcher, North Carolina. KI4LZI, Mr. Andy, in Table Rock. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry in Greer. And Larry, I have you down for comments, sir. And KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna, also in Greer. Appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight. Are there any more stations, India through Lima? Please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station with the suffix that begins with Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
NUE? Ted, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick. And by telephone relay, our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
4, and this is Red, and this Anna, Blue Tesla, Kilo 4, Oscar, and the Knight, Walt, and Emma, all the messages and messages that I'm...
Please check in, Kilo, Oscar 4, November 7, November Hotel, KO4, NNH. My name is Fred. I'm over in Piedmont tonight. 73 to you, Chad, Miss Anna, and all of them. Be negative tonight. And Walt, you sound amazing, dude.
Kiwi. And Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also, check in my wife, Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. It's KN4HTP. I will be negative and negative tonight, in and out chat, but thanks for calling the net and have a great evening.
Let's recognize what we've got so far. We'll start with Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and she brings along Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, all in Piedmont. Also, K4OIM, Mr. Walt in Inman. And Walt, just want to let you know, I got my special gold star on just for you tonight. And also, KO4NNH, Mr. Fred in Piedmont, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville, and KN4HTP, Miss Wendy, also in Simpsonville. Are there any more stations, Mike through Papa? Please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Are there any stations with the suffix that begins with Quebec through Tango? Please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Again, Whiskey November, 4 Sierra, Chris in Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
Kilo India 4, Tango Hotel Victor, KI4THV, Danny, Traveler's Rest, negative, negative.
4 NUE. Dad, good job on the day of the week. I'm proud of you. Please check in KO4QLG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, Chris and Liberty, negative, negative.
I would like to recognize a Whiskey November 4 Sierra. That's Mr. Chris in Lyman. Appreciate you dropping by, Chris. And KI4 Tango Hotel Victor, Danny in Traveler's Rest. And KO4QLG, that's Mr. Chris up in Liberty. And Chris, you're right. I got the days of the week right today. I was on my toes because of the lost keys, so I'll be good for another couple of days. So, with that, are there any more stations, Quebec through Tango? Please call KO4NUE. Move on to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Are there any stations with the suffix that begins with Uniform through Zulu? Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. And Chad, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu, KO4, WWV, Chandler and Easley, and I'll stick around after the net for some comments. Good evening, everybody.
Kilo Echo Zero, Uniform X-Ray, Mount Pisco, North Carolina.
Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike, KJ4 WZM. Daniel, Traveler's Rest, I'll be negative and negative tonight. Good evening to you, Chad. Hope you and Miss Anna are doing well. Tell her we said hello, 73.
Back up here. Station in Mount Pisgah, North Carolina, KE0. That's all I got, sir. Can you give me your call again, please?
Yeah, Chad, hi. This is KE0UUX. Yeah, my transmission, but I got stepped on. I was trying to wait for a break in traffic there. 73 to you, and it was nice meeting you today, and look forward to talking with you guys more. I just moved down here for the season from New York. 73s, have a good night.
Checking in with us. Let me make sure I got your call right. KE0UUX. And I did not get your name, sir. My apologies.
Yes, the handle is correct, and I'm Joe. It's nice to meet you there, Chad.
Sir, appreciate you checking in with us. Drop by any night at 9 o'clock. We'd be glad to have you. All right, let's back up and recognize KO4WWZ. That's my good friend Chandler up in Easley. And KE0UUX, Joe, up in Mount Pisgah, North Carolina. And KJ4WZM. That's Mr. Daniel, also in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you guys checking in with us. All right, any more stations, uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. KN4VVY, Allen, Mobile, and Malden, Kilo, November 4, Victor, Yankee. No traffic, no comments.
Roll. Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Kilo Tango, KO4YKT. My name is Mark, I'm in Inman, and I'll be negative and negative.
4VVY, can I get your location again, sir?
I am Mobile in Malden.
Appreciate you checking in with us, and we'd like to recognize KN4VVY, Allen in Malden, and KO4YKT, Mark in Inman. Appreciate you guys checking in with us, and hello to you tonight, Mark. All right, let's move on to the next group, Alpha through Delta. Any station with the suffix it begins with, let me pause right here. EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
Net control, this is AC6IW, negative and negative.
IW, KO4NUE. Can I get your location? Is that Greenville, Jeff?
Yes. I'm on EchoLink. This is the very first time I've actually talked on it. So it's kind of cool. I'm on my iPhone. Thanks for running the net. I'll be negative and negative. It's Jeff, and I'm in Greenville. AC6IW, over.
KO4NUE, this is Hotel Charlie, Warren. We're at the rim of the Grand Canyon tonight. Going to get down to 14 degrees. So it's going to be, just check us in and out. Good evening to everyone on the net.
I'd like to recognize AC6IW, that's Mr. Jeff in Greenville. And Jeff, if you'll hang around just a second. I know this is the first time you're using EchoLink, but I got a little tip for you I want to pass along to you. And also, we'd like to recognize Mr. Warren out in the Grand Canyon, N4HHC. And me and my wife are envious of you tonight, Mr. Warren, and hope you guys are having a good time. And bundle up tonight, because 14 degrees is pretty chilly. So let me let my radio drop and come back to Mr. Jeff just for a second, and I'll swing back up and get Alpha through Delta. IWKO4NUE. Jeff, let me pass on a little tip to you. If you'll click on the tools function in EchoLink, and under tools, click on system setup. Go under system setup and click on audio. You can click the auto sample rate compensation or mess around with the fine tuning on the sound card setting. And that seems to help me just a little bit with the latency. Just want to pass that along to you, sir. All right, let's move on to the RF portions. Alpha through Delta, any stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
You will please check in and out. Whiskey X-ray 4, Delta, Alpha Tango, WX4DAT. Danny over here in the thriving town of Gastonia. And no comments, no shoe. And you have a nice one. Have a good night. 73.
Chad, please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie, Juliet, Whiskey. Roland and Pickens, negative and negative, and a very good evening to all.
KO4 NUE. Having a good night. By the way, it's Tuesday, just so you know. But this is KI4DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee. Daniel and Taylor's, I'll be negative and negative, but I'll be listening on the side.
For NUE, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, KJ4BKI, Jack, Rock Hill, Southwest.
4 NUE. Jack, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KS4CHY, Jesus, Clinicus, negative, negative.
KO4 NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
You eat? Please check in November 4 Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
Check in AA4QS, Donald, and N4DME, Paul. We in the cold, we name the hell of on
that. Now please check in November 4 Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO, Doug in Walhalla, negative and negative.
Brand new week. Chad, Miss Anna, and all on the net, please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Chad, Miss Anna, and all on the net.
Hey, group. So I think I got everybody's call but one. So let's start with WX4DAT, that's Mr. Danny up in Gastonia. And K1CJW, that's my good friend, Mr. Roland. And Roland, good evening to you, sir, and I hope you are doing well. KI4TDY, that's Mr. Daniel up in Taylor's. And KM4BLH, Kurt up in Greenville. And KJ4BKI, Jack in Rock Hill. KN4CHY, Keith in Seneca. W4DJW, Dave in Greer. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, and AA4QS, Donald and Tekoa, and he brings along N4DME, Paul. N4AHO, Doug and Walhalla, and KI4DOS, Mr. Gary and Easley, and K3JOY. That was a big group. So, any more stations? Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
Nick. KI4DTY, Daniel and Taylors.
Roger that, my bad. The net would like to recognize KI4DTY, Mr. Daniel and Taylors. Sorry about that, sir. All right, any more stations? Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Please check in KO4CEF. This is Andrew and Emmett, and I'll be negative and negative tonight, but I will be around in case it gets interesting.
I'd like to recognize KO4CEF, and that's Mr. Andrew. Appreciate you checking in, sir, and appreciate the support. All right, let's move on to
the next group, which is Echo Through Hotel. Any station with the suffix that begins with Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.